capital of Ireland. And around the world on the Red FM app. This is Cork's new Red FM.
You've got a caller already. It's quarter past six in the morning, for God's sake. Who the hell is awake at quarter past six? Adam?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How's it going?
Good. Casey?
Yes.
Were you stuck behind the bus at Lidl and Carrigaline? That was us.
Hold on a minute. Were you in the blue bus?
Yeah, just in front of you.
Who's the driver?
I don't know.
The bus driver.
Good morning, Cork.
What's the name of the school or the team you're with?
The Crosshaven Under 14.
Casey for president.
Hey!
Have you made the switch?
I actually did, yeah.
Have you?
I actually did.
Have you?
I have made the switch, yeah.
Everyone is making the switch to Cork's new Red FM.
Yeah, I switched.
Red FM, Cork's hit music station. Morning, everybody. 6:17, Chris Malinchak, so good to me. 8:30 this morning, €1,000 in cash. We play Instagram. If you want to register, we'll do that after 8 o'clock. Some stories this morning for your attention in the Red Files. Have you ever been in court for anything? Go on, tell the truth.
I was in court once, Greg. Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I was a witness. Right? Wait for this, but there was a case on before me. There's a young fella, a warrior. Right? And I swear to God, the whole place erupted, basically, like, right? Your man was contracting driving, like, right? And he went...
Not a laughing matter, Jason.
No, it's not, but his excuse was unbelievable. Even the judge started laughing, he went, I swear to God, no. I feel bad asthma, and he's taking me inhaler all day, on the hour, every hour. And I said, just getting the inhaler. And the judge went, the judge goes, excuse me, you know, there's alcohol in it, like, that could have definitely added what I'd say. And the judge went, Jesus. And the judge looked around, I nearly lost my life laughing, like, right?
Yeah.
And the judge goes, be honest, how much drink do you have? And he went, I had a pint bottle of bull and was asking me breakfast and I wanted me lunch as well. He goes, but that's all I had, I swear. It was definitely the inhaler.
And 104, 106. So, two strangers. If you're unfamiliar with traffic dating, two people who've never met, in a car, stuck in traffic, listening to this show, can we hook them up?
KC Show.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars, and I just want to say the KC Show is a constant source of love and inspiration.
Weekdays at 6 a.m. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this.
Hey, Anya. Hello, Anya. Anya, you there?
Hi,
how are you?
Sorry,
I had you on the wrong line.
You're alright.
This is Anya DC, parked up and pulled up safely somewhere near Douglas Village, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let's see. We're doing traffic dating here, Anya. And you have volunteered. What we're looking for is people that are stuck in traffic, that are single, that we want to hook up and send on a date tonight. How long have you been single?
Just over a year.
Okay. What happened?
Yeah. I suppose, haven't found the right person.
Did you give him the flick?
Give him the flick, yeah.
Give him the flick, okay. So you've been single for a year. What do you do? You're...
Beautician.
Okay. From Athlone. How long are you living in Cork?
Last 2 years.
2 years?
Right, yeah.
So how do you find Cork men then, generally, in your experiences?
Yeah, I mean, so far so good.
Alright.
Yeah.
So far so good that you're single.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah.
I got you. Would you like to meet your potential date?
Yes,
all
I
right,
would.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, stuck in traffic in Tivoli. Let's see if we got a... Hold on 1 second. Davey, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Davey Murphy.
That's me.
That's you. How are you, sir?
Very well, yourself.
And Davey, thanks for volunteering for this. We don't know if it's going to work or if it's going to flop on its face, but Davey, this is Anya. Anya, Davey.
Good morning,
hello.
Anya. How are you?
Guys, how are you?
Good, great stuff.
This is awkward, isn't it? Yeah.
Just a little.
just a little. So we haven't decided if you two are going to go out on a date yet. This is a bit random. You two have never met each other. We're presuming that you probably will like each other in some capacity, but we need to find out. So, Anya, what we've asked you to do just before the news was to compile some questions that you would like to ask your potential date, Davey Murphy. Davey, by the way, what do you do for a living?
I'm a painter decorator.
Okay, how's the trade these days?
Slow, but time is money, lad, so you know yourselves, get on with it, darling.
did you just moan there, Anya, did you?
No, sorry.
No? Is his occupation important to you?
Yes.
It is? Right, okay. And would you regard a painter decorator as somebody you would normally go for?
No, not really.
Okay, we're off to an amazing start. So, listen, we're just going to light some candles here and that's it. It's over to you, Anya. Do you want to ask him some questions, get to know your potential date?
Yeah, okay. So, Davey, who's your ideal woman?
I suppose that's an easy one. Nigella all day.
I can't understand you.
You can't understand me? Do you want me to, speak faster, is it?
Can you speak a bit slower, please? Sorry.
Speak a bit slower. Sure, I've met Lauren, sure. Sorry about that. Nigella, that's Nigella Lawson.
No, not the ugly chef.
I can't understand you.
Just hold on. Lads, no. Let's get off to a good start on this. Nigella Lawson, Anya, that's the telly chef. That's his ideal woman. Next question.
Yeah.
And she's got a spare credit card as well. Like, you know, she's coming with you as well.
Because she's a good chef and she's got a credit card. Okay, that's
you
great.
You obviously don't have a credit card, Davey, no?
Well, you'd meet her straight off the brush, huh? Speaking of brushes, I've loads of them in the back of the van, you know.
On your next question, please.
Well, you're a beautician, aren't you? You've a couple of brushes yourself, I'd say.
Yeah.
What's your next
Maybe
question,
I can
please?
Do something with your face.
Yeah, folks. Oh. This is supposed to be.
Skip the question. Shall we just hook up?
Beautician, not magician. Remember that,
Davey. Davey, she's a beautician, not a magician. She said so. She won't be able to do anything with you. No, Anya, what's your next question, please?
So, Davey, what's the longest relationship you've had?
The longest relationship. What the van? The van I'm in. The van since 87. She's just. Most reliable woman I've ever known.
All right. So
this is going swimming.
Isn't it going amazing, lads? This is going brilliant. Have you another question, Anya?
Yeah. When can I hang up? if you were an animal, what would you be, Davey? Maybe.
This is perfect. Yeah. If I was an animal, I suppose technically it'd be a fish. It'd be a goldfish. Because every 5 seconds, even you know, memory. So 5 seconds from now, we'd have forgotten about you. You'll be gone.
Right. And I'd say that's all you do is swim around in the bowl, going in the same direction, around and around. Is that Davey?
Yeah. Having no memory every 5 minutes, including would be bliss.
Yeah. Well, I can understand you. So that's amazing.
Lads, are we calling it? Are we going on a date here or not? Are we going out tonight?
I'm game anyway, not a bother.
Us decorators these days,
we can't choose our jobs, you know.
Davey, Anya, it's been entertaining. Thank you very much for both taking part in traffic dating. I'm not quite sure if this is going to work. There is an option for you to go for a drink tonight and go for some food.
It's on us.
Jesus. Dream man there, Anya. I'd say we've found you a good one. Like, I mean, look, he seems like a very nice, entertaining, funny man. If it's up to you, if you want to go for a date tonight, it's your call.
Just because I'm on the spot, obviously, and I'm on the radio, I feel like I have to. But yeah.
All right, lads, you're going on a date. Congratulations. We'll get you hooked up later on. This is, will you come back?
Right, tell everyone, sure, sell tickets. We make a fortune, man.
Wake up, people.
Ladies, question.
Go for it.
Children, any plans down the line? You know, in the future. Just
not
wondering.
Today, Casey, but you know, you never know.
Haven't had my morning coffee yet.
Yeah.
Just, me and Jay are really good at making them. If you need any advice,
thanks, guys. Yeah,
any help?
Super. Really thanks, guys. Yeah.
It's no, great. Have 7 in the morning.
Seriously, wow. Context? No.
The reason being, my name is James Collier. I'm from Middleton. He listens to the show every morning. 5 hours ago, our first baby girl was born in CUH. Goodly woodly. I just want to thank the staff and nurses and all the midwives and all the midwifery team. They're an amazing bunch of people. We had a bit of a rough labour, but I got through it.
Okay.
I'm feeling pretty exhausted, but I'll be okay. Send love to my lady Rowena. She did a fair bit of work last night as well.
Yeah.
And so good morning to you, James and Rowena. And we don't have a name for your little baby girl, but congratulations. Remember that day, Jay? Remember that day?
Oh, I'd love to see the two of you in a ward like that. What a laugh.
Panic.
Just a tiny little full stop of a baby in your hands. You're looking at it. She's looking back at you with her big brown eyes.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm looking at her going, I'm so in love with this little munchkin. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You just feel this warm, like nothing else matters really in life.
It's crazy.
When you're holding your child for the very first time.
Oh, you guys.
So,
this is too much for me, to be honest.
So James, listen, when you're holding your little daughter this morning, look into her eyes and just remember this from two dads. That eventually they learn to speak. I love you, Robin.
I hate you, Daddy.
But I love you, Robin.
I hate you.
What if I buy you some new shoes?
Now I love you, Daddy.
And that's how women work. Live from the real capital of Ireland. Music station, it's Emily Sandy. Good morning, Cork. How are we today? The KC Show. 7:38 in the morning. Hello. Only on Cork's Red FM. We are one of the biggest bands in the world, Kings of Leon. Marley Park in Dublin, July 4th. We've got a lot of time to plan for this, really. A pair of tickets now, up for grabs. If you want them, just give me a text, will you? Pick up your mobile communication device and drop me a text. Start the text with Kings of Leon. Give me your name. I want to send you to Dublin, up to Marley Park, to hang out with the Kings for a night. Met up in Belfast. Nice bunch of lads. They were chatting about their new album, and I really wanted to ask him about Lily Aldridge. Isn't it Lily Aldridge?
Lily Aldridge, yeah.
Oh. I mean, seriously. The kid done well.
He did extremely well.
Kings of Leon, hello.
Hello. Hello.
Guys, lovely to talk to you. Welcome back to Ireland.
Thank you. Good to be back.
You're in a very good place at the moment, Caleb. I've read that you've said that you've fallen in love with being a band again.
Yeah, I think we've just, you know, we got a chance to kind of rest and reflect, and you know, we started to make music that was fun again, you know, for us, which, you know, it's always been fun, but I think there for a second we needed to take a little bit of a breather to kind of get back to where we were inspired again.
Okay, so previous albums, Nathan, was it a little bit more serious? Was there a different energy, a different theme running through what you were doing?
I think each record is made in a different time and period in your life. And, you know, the first one, that was as good as we could play. Second one, when...
Red FM, Clean Bandit and Rather Be. You're on the KC Show. Morning, everybody. It's just coming up on 8:20 now. I think it's Anita on the line. Hey, Anita.
Hi guys, how are you?
Morning, love. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, so a few minutes ago, we've had an amazing reaction to this. We just want to sort somebody out with a load of cash on our little game, which is called the Heartless Hotline. Anita, you entered, and immediately your text message kind of jumped out at us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you live?
I'm up in Watergrass Hill, guys. I'm self-employed, so I do a little bit of market research consultancy for charities.
Okay.
Basically, I moved into a new house lately and have a small bit of an issue that there's no wheelchair access for myself.
Okay.
So I've looked into how much it was, and all I really needed for it is just to build a concrete ramp out the back and just a rail to help myself. Along and make my life a little bit easier.
Okay, so you just need the money to build a ramp at the back of your house and a railing so you can have wheelchair access and get in. How much is that going to cost, by the way?
Well, I checked out a few places and a few quotes in around 750 to 850. So if you could sort me out, it'd be brilliant, lads.
750 to 850. Will we call it 850?
We'll call it 850. I think yeah. We can do it.
That's perfect by me.
Don't get too excited. Don't get too excited just yet. Do you know how the Heartless Hotline works?
Kind of, but I'm hoping no one's going to be too heartless.
We are giving you the 850 quid. It's yours, Anita. Congratulations, okay?
Oh my God, thanks right. A million, lads. Thanks a million.
That is yours. But now, you can get the back of the house sorted out, get the wheelchair access sorted out. That is taken care of. Somebody can steal your money. If somebody is heartless enough to call in when we hit 60 seconds on the clock, whoever that person is on 1850 104 106, they will take your cash.
Okay.
Let's put 60 seconds on the clock and see if anybody is heartless enough to call in. Jay, I need you to take the phone off the ringer so people can actually hear it on air. If you just take it off switch
okay,
there.
Got it.
Okay, nobody calling yet, Anita.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Send it over. Hello?
Hi, it's Linda.
Did you ring in to take the money?
No, I was only ringing in to block the phone line. Oh, my God.
So
thanks, Linda.
Nobody else could get you. Thanks, Linda. Good on you.
Oh. Okay.
I believe it. Send it over, Jay.
I don't all believe right. It.
Hello?
Casey?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm grand, boy. Come here.
Are you, please don't tell me you're ringing in to take this money off her.
I'm not, boy. I'm doing the same as that girl there.
You're blocking lines.
Blocking lines, boy.
Brilliant.
Oh,
brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
oh,
my God, the time is up.
Don't answer. Don't answer.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello? Hello? This is Paul here.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Yeah, I just singing there. There's something there about free money. I'm dying for money now, boy.
Are you really ringing in to take her cash?
Yeah, I just heard there something about 800 or 850 euro. Like, we're going on a stag there on a Friday week. Like, this is the job now, boy, if I get money. Can you?
Anita, you still there? Anita? I don't believe it.
Anita?
She's gone. And he's after hanging up.
Oh my God.
Did he say he was going to take that money to go on a stag?
What?
For the weekend. Oh man.
This is a disaster. Good or awful?
Awful. He did ring in. He did say he was going to take the money. There are the rules of the game, unfortunately.
Christ.
All right, look. Let us see if we can get him back on the line. Hang on there.
The Casey Show.
You're on the Casey Show. Man alive, the phones are just gone bananas.
I thought the minute was up before you took the call for the fella that was looking for the money for the stag.
Yeah, the phone was ringing just as the bed ran out, so we probably shouldn't have brought him on air, actually.
Yeah, I don't think you should have either, I'd be quite honest now.
Yeah, well, listen, we're working on getting her sorted out, okay?
Yeah, I hope so, now because, you know, we charge but don't hand over 850 euro for a stag next year. It's what she needs so far.
It's pretty disgusting, isn't it? Listen, thanks for your call, I promise we'll do our best for her, okay?
Okay,
take care,
now.
Bye-bye, baby. Annie, you there?
I'm here, Casey.
Are you okay?
I'm not that dirty bee. Looking for a stag weekend. Do you know what now, Casey?
Yeah.
It would only take a man to do it. And I hope that girl gets her money.
Listen, we're working on it, Anne, okay?
Because if she don't, I'm going to put a petition in.
Yeah.
And get that money for that girl.
We'll get it sorted, Anne, I promise
you. That dirty bee. Excuse the language, I won't say the full word.
Did you get him back on the line there? Paul, are you there?
Hello?
You're not a very popular man in Cork this morning, Paul.
Who's that?
Well, first of all, the girl wants to build a ramp at the back of her house for her wheelchair access for 850 quid, and you wanted to go...
Guys, you came up with the rules, right? I just rang in looking for money. I was just holding the money, and I said, I grab it.
Are you definitely taking the money, are you?
I'd be well sorted, only with the stag and everything, and if you'll stay, but it's been the money, right?
Paul, spend it well, man. Spend it well, all right?
I'm sick to my stomach.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. Anita, I'm really sorry. We've had a massive reaction to this. There's a load of people ringing in offering to come around to your house. A couple of big building providers in Cork that were possibly going to put you in contact with after the show, okay?
Okay. I actually just don't have words. I don't even know what to say.
There you go. It's the Heartless Hotline for you. Listen, it's lovely talking to you. We'll talk to you after the show, okay?
Thanks.
Take care. Okay.
Cork is red. Red is Cork.